My 25F cut queen 6-year relationship 40M is plagued with mistrust. How to rebuild it? So she has been with this man.
I think
man.
Just trust would be a great fucking keyword, or mistrust.
I think a new relationship. So she was 19 when she met this man, and he was, I guess, 34. But so okay, when we were. Okay, I've been in a 6-year relationship with my boyfriend, 40M, which began when we met on Tinder. Even though he lived in another country at the time.
Wow, bro.
On the internet.
Bro is fiending. Fucking.
Yeah.
This is 3,000 like, mile range on Tinder. I want the Tinder. Hardest relationship you can possibly have. I need it to be like an international cuckoldry relationship.
18 to 20, 40,000 miles away.
Yeah.
That's my range.
Yeah.
Dude
set his Tinder settings by dropping his phone in the sink.
This guy rules. He lived in another country at the time. Okay, so he was going to move back. He was just, I don't know, maybe they're in Europe. Early on, he introduced the concept of a one-sided open relationship, which is awesome. An awesome kind of relationship. A one-sided open relationship.
Oh,
which was the kind
God.
Of relationship.
It's an adjunct. In a jar relationship.
Yeah.
It's a little bit creepy.
Okay, I think what happened is I get to go out and I get to see the other women at the clubs. We dance at the clubs. And you have to stay in the plastic box. And you're not going to leave the plastic box unless it is time for breakfast beer or lunch beer or dinner beer.
One-sided open relationship.
Or dinner cigarette. Or lunch cigarette.
What did you want me to do? They didn't let you into Berghain. I was not going to just not go into Berghain because I got in.
Yeah. It's not cheating if it's in the Scheisse room. Okay, open relationship, which was the kind of relationship he had always had with his other exes. I wonder why they were his exes.
That's
and not
so...
his current.
The fact that he was able to pull that off is fucking crazy.
Yeah, this must be like, this guy must have like incredible moves. And he wanted to find girls for whom this arrangement would be fulfilling, since this was a deal-breaker to him. He left right after our meeting in 2017, but we resumed chatting in 2018 over Instagram and continued ever since. Our meeting? I guess this, over time, I found myself falling in love with him and began to contemplate whether this unconventional relationship dynamic would work for me. He visited me in person in 2018, and we shared 2 wonderful months together. Then he visited me again in 2019. We spent another wonderful 2 months together. And from 2019 to 2023, he went back to his country. I didn't see him since, not even once.
Wow.
Oh,
this
my God.
This is incredible, man. This is the worst human of all time.
Goodbye.
Oh, my
they
God.
They found
yeah.
a German man. They should, like, retroactively convict him through Nuremberg. Go back in time and, like, add his name to the list.
I want to know if he is, like, because this could be, like, I want to know
actually,
what the country is.
Actually, you know
what,
I'm making fun of him for being German. This is definitely something a French guy would do.
This could be French, this could be, like, a Saudi guy.
I was thinking French or Spanish. Those are my 2 guesses.
Yeah, okay, fast forward, okay, in 2022, we're traveling through Europe, I began to...
Is that how you say you're more pussy for me?
While traveling through Europe, I began to fall out of love. I was feeling too disconnected, too let down, feeling the relationship was becoming had become profoundly unfair. But trying to talk myself
like
out of it...
I like had become profoundly unfair.
Yeah,
it didn't start
awesome.
That way.
Oh, wait, no, I think I skipped ahead. Wait, did I?
Yeah, you did.
I think I did. I did. Okay,
this
so,
still,
sorry.
The phrase had become profoundly
said,
unfair is incredible.
You said fast forward and jumped ahead, so I figured it was all part of the continuity.
Oh, okay, sorry. Despite my concern, I'll just skim. We would never FaceTime each other. It only happened twice over the course of 2 years. Calls were very sporadic until I demanded them at least once a week at the end of 2021. Less and less sexting, less and less communication. It was hard as fuck. I tried to voice it, but it always led to massive arguments and him assuming it was absolutely perfect from his side. Okay, to be fair, it is absolutely perfect
from
his side.
100%. He is fucking paradise, dude.
Is this what a relationship is?